So, Leanne, how are you?
Doing really well. I've been really busy, but that's actually a good thing.
I would say it would be. I mean, what a busy fall you've got here. You're launching a new line of frozen foods here. You've partnered with Banquet Foods. Is that correct?
I did. I partnered with Banquet on their new line that they put out called Select Recipes, a new line of meals. And they approached me when I was making this record about working with them. And I tried some of the meals out, and what happened was, I could see how convenient it was, and I was in the studio making a record, and yet still having to come home and cook for the family. I mean, yeah, sometimes I'll have somebody come do that, but, you know, there's no substitute for doing it yourself, for a kid seeing mom in the kitchen and sitting down with mom to eat a meal. So I just figured out this was a really good way that I could do a really good job at my career and also as a mom.
Yeah, and so you have the new album on the way as well.
Yep, I have a new album coming out October 21st, and the record's called Call Me Crazy, and that's why Banquet sent everybody a little snippet of a song called The Story of My Life, because they were going to, you know, just tell people about the new record and give people an idea of kind of what the music was going to be like. And it's funny, I actually had my daughter Aubrey come in and sing on that particular cut.
Oh,
and so that's the older one, and that's the one that they're both in the video for I Hope You Dance, you know, but she was the older one, and now she's grown up and singing on my records. And
wow.
She helps me out with the meals, too, because she can actually put those in herself and kind of get it ready if I'm having to be on the phone or something like that. So, you know, it's just these meals were a really good way for us to be together as a family, and not to mention the fact that they're also very economical, because they're $1.50 a meal, which is really great for the times we're in now.
Absolutely. I mean, the price of food, I mean, everyone talks about the price of gas, but it has really impacted the price of food.
Absolutely. When gas goes up, everything goes up.
Yeah. So that's really changing people's buying habits when they go to the grocery store. Now these entrees are, you said, around $1.50.
Right.
And the line is called Select Recipes.
It is, yep, and they have things like pot roast and fried chicken and, you know, those comfort foods that I had, I know, when I was a kid, and now it's just a little bit more convenient, easy way for a working mom now to give her family the same kind of meals that our moms did.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, because when you're working and you have kids and, you know, the family is feeding, sometimes you don't get home until about 6 o'clock at night.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, believe me, I know. I've got two boys. How many children do you have?
I have two girls, 17 and 9.
Wow. You got quite an age gap there. And some help from the older one, like you said.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about your new album that's coming out. It's been about, 3 years since your other album?
It has. And this record is similar to the last one, I mean, as far as it has that kind of retro feel. And I have a duet with George Strait on the record called Everything But Quits. And I have a song with Keith Urban called The Bees.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I had Aubrey come in and sing on the record. So it's kind of very much an eclectic mix of music and of yesterday and the traditions of country music, and also where, you know, country music is now. And so it's a lot of that all wrapped up into one project.
Wow. And what is your favorite track on the new album?
Oh, probably... Well, I like the current single, the new single, which is called Last Call.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. I like that one. It tossed me to choose between that one and probably the duet with George Strait, which is called Everything But Quits.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote that one with Dean Dillon and Dale Dotson, two big songwriters here in town. And, and I really like that one a lot, too.
Yeah. Your Last Call, but I saw the video, and you look stunning, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I had a good time making that, and so we got to go to New York to make it, and I love being in the city, so it was fun.
Yeah, good song. I think everybody has somebody like that in their life.
Well, that's unfortunate, but in a lot of cases, it's true.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people can relate, but yeah, so that Last Call, great song, and the single that we'll be hearing a little bit, kind of teasing us with this week, with the release of Select Recipes.
Is called The Story of My Life.
And
that's Aubrey singing the harmony on it and the little background part. And her dad, actually my ex-husband, is singing on it as well. So I thought that would be something really cool for her to have. This is the first record she's done. So it'll be something cool for her to have when she's older.
Very special. Now, does she have any singing aspirations?
Yeah, she does. I mean, she loves singing and acting, and you know, she's not exactly sure how she wants to be involved in all of it, but she's getting some real good experience and you know, singing harmony and playing guitar and writing songs and things like that. So we'll see. She's just 17, so we'll see what happens.
Right. And as a mom, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, the music business has been really good to me ever since I was a little girl, and my dad worked at the radio station, and I hung out with him there, and it's just, it was like a family there too, you know. So it's just, it's been really good business for me. So I'll be happy for her to be involved in it.
Yeah, I bet she would be. And, well, I appreciate so much you talking with us. And when can we look for this line of frozen meals in?
They're actually in stores now. They're called Banquet Select Recipes, and you can find them at your local grocery store now.
Very good. And $1.50 or so a meal. I mean, that's
that is crazy.
That is crazy. Well, I cannot wait to hear your full album when that comes out, October 21st.
Thank you so much. I hope you like it.
You're welcome. I'm sure I will. I like everything that you do. And thanks so much for coming by and chatting with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Y'all have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.